We're here on the Iowa Agribusiness Radio Network, and I'm on the phone right now with Jason McDermott. He's with McDermott Oil Company out of Cascade, Iowa. Mr. McDermott, thank you for taking a few minutes to talk with us today.
Yeah, thank you for having me, Dustin. I appreciate it.
So you're here talking to us today about some of the concerns that the Fuel Iowa Coalition has with Governor Reynolds' mandate of increasing some of the biofuels offerings to an E15 blend or higher at the pumps. And tell us a little bit about that concern and what it means for someone like you who has one of those companies and has convenience stores that people are frequenting.
Yeah, we have several. Let me first start off by saying, though, I mean, I admire the bill's underlying intent to promote more renewable fuels in our state. I mean, I know how important the renewable industry is to our farmers, our economy, and to our environment. From that standpoint, very supportive of the renewable industry and promoting more renewable fuel use in our state. However, you know, we do have concerns about the way this bill was crafted. And you know, there's many touch points, you know, from the cornfield to the end users, consumers' fuel tank. And, you know, we're that final link in that supply chain. You know, as such, so we know our customers quite well. We know what they're looking for. And, you know, obviously as investors in these sites, we know what it takes to be able to dispense these products carefully and safely. You know, number one concern is fuel choice. You know, we know from years of experience that our customers, you know, want choice in the fuels they have. 95% of the fuels that we sell contain ethanol in their E10. So it's our primary product, has been for decades. We first started selling it our dad's first service station back in the 70s. So we've been doing this for over 40 years. But there are some customers, for whatever reason, for the equipment they have and the vehicles they use, they want a clear product, an E0 product. So it's important that they have that choice, and they're pretty vocal about it. But you know, the main underlying problem is for us and for me as an operator is most of the equipment we have underground isn't designed to handle E15. And if it's not UL approved for E15, we can't get insurance on it. And if we don't have insurance, we can't legally sell it in the state.
So tell us about, I guess, help our listeners understand what it would take for you, like in your business, I mean, to upgrade to be able to do the E15. Where's the ratings differences, and what parts and components would have to be to change out, and what that would mean for you?
Well, each site's a little bit different depending on what they have in there for tanks and the age of the equipment. But I can tell you to upgrade, you know, if you had to start from scratch, I mean, if your tanks and lines and everything and pumps were incompatible, I mean, it could easily run $400,000 to $500,000 per site and more for larger sites. You know, if you can just get away with not having to do anything tanks, just have to start, you know, depending on how much concrete you got to bust, you know, to replace lines, fittings, you know, you're talking $100,000 to $150,000, again, depending on the size of the site. So it's a substantial investment, and you know, this bill wants to be able to, you know, mandate that higher use by 2025. You know, number one, you got the investment necessary. Number two, the time window, you know, just doesn't allow for that to be done on a wide scale. So we really don't know the answer to this the way it's currently written.
And so the message I heard earlier from Fuel Iowa President CEO Ronald Langston, he said that the coalition would like to see this come back to the drawing board and give the retailers a seat at the table so that the legislators can understand and the governor can understand what it's going to take for on your side of it and find a way to reach these goals together in a way that's not a bind, I should say, or an impediment to doing business for the retailers.
Yeah, I would agree with that completely. You know, we weren't part of the discussion when this was put together for whatever reason, and we'd very much like to be. Like I said, our industry has a strong interest, for the reason I said earlier, in promoting higher renewable fuel use. But, you know, there are practical challenges that exist at our existing sites right now that, you know, we have to deal with. And so in order to do that, you know, we got to find solutions to overcome those problems. And, you know, that starts just by getting together and sitting down and see what we can come up with together.
All right. Well, Jason, that's all the questions I have for you. Is there anything you want to add to our discussion here as we wrap up today?
No. I just, again, appreciate the time for having me. You know, we look forward to seeing where this go, and hopefully we can come out to a favorable solution to continue to promote higher renewable blends in our state.
All right. That's Jason McDermott of the McDermott Oil Company in Cascade, Iowa, here on the Iowa Agribusiness Radio Network.